Welcome back into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. We're talking today with our folks up in North Riley County, Randolph, USD 384 Blue Valley Schools today. John Cox is the superintendent there at USD 384, and he joins us here via telephone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. Nice to see some rain finally coming into the area and hopefully helping with these dry conditions. It's I'm certainly welcome, even though it's a little chilly.
Oh, I agree 100%. You know, as I drive home every night, there's always a cloud of smoke somewhere in the horizon, and I know it's for the good, but you always wonder and have concern about things like that get out of control. So this moisture is much needed.
Absolutely. Well, it's good to talk to you here again. I know we just wrapped up spring break, and I hope you and your some of your teachers up there got a chance to get away here for a little bit.
Yeah, we just had spring break. Yesterday was our first day back, and it was really very nice to get away, relax, and let the teachers focus on themselves and focus on their families, and just have that time away so that as they get ready for the big push at the end of the year, they'll be ready and refreshed to go. You know, one of the things we've learned over the last several years is, you know, with the pressures that the teachers are under and the students are under, having that time off is sometimes just as valuable as a paycheck. And, you know, having that time for them to go off and relax rejuvenates them and makes them prepared to come back and give everything to our kids. And that's you know, keeping your focus during the stressful times is just a difficult thing to do.
Oh, yeah, and now you're kind of the home stretch, aren't you? This is the final 2 months of the school year.
Yeah, we are working towards all the activities that will end our school year. And as we say that, we're also starting to plan and prepare for school next year and what it will bring with all of the changes that we're having at school, all of the positive energy that we've got moving forward, and also planning for any potential COVID issues that may arise. You know, we've learned over this time that COVID isn't going away, and so we just need to make sure that we remain vigilant and be aware of our surroundings and our situations. And if you're not feeling well, if you're symptomatic, stay home, you know, take care of yourself. And, you know, we'll provide a test for you. Just give us a call and we can schedule that. You can come in and get that that test to let you know whether you're positive or if it's seasonal allergies, which sometimes at this part of the year tend to mirror each other. So it's good to have that resource.
Yeah, I've been dealing with my own allergies here of late. And, yeah, it's it is one of those times of year where you just don't know. So it's good to have the peace of mind, I suppose.
Exactly.
Well, good. And as far as COVID numbers are concerned, you guys down? I imagine everyone else seems to be down right now.
Yeah, and I hate to say this out loud because as soon as I do, something will happen. But before we went out to break, we had zero positive cases, zero quarantines, and we are starting after spring break in that same area. You know, after spring break, everybody gets out and about, you know, lives their lives. So we just need to be vigilant for the next week or so just to make sure that nothing springs up that we're not prepared for. And if you do feel sick, remember, stay home and give us a call, and we'll give you further instructions on what to do.
All right, very good. Well, there's a lot going on here, and it doesn't slow down here just because we're in the springtime. Actually, if anything, it picks up. There's a lot of activities going on, isn't there?
Yes, there's a tremendous amount of activities. You know, we thought in early March, as we were gearing up for things, that it seemed like such a long ways off. But as we've come back, this week we are busy with activities. Yesterday we hosted the Twin Valley League Music Festival at Blue Valley High School. We had 14 schools, and the kids did phenomenal. I like Ms. Butler, our music director. She did a fantastic job of organizing the high school staff and getting everything ran smoothly, and she deserves all of the praise and a big thank you for organizing it and getting it operational to host. It was a really good event. And on Friday, I'm proud to say that we are having our first high school baseball game for Blue Valley. We will play in Sabetha at 4:30. All of our baseball games will be doubleheaders. For those of you who are not familiar with high school baseball, all games are doubleheaders. They're usually 7 innings long, and they try to get those scheduled back-to-back. And our schedule looks pretty strong this year as a new program. So far, we've got 12 games scheduled, and we're continuing to work on the remaining part of our schedule to get a full 20-game schedule. So we're super excited about that.
Awesome.
Next Monday, the 28th, our middle school track season kicks off at 1 o'clock in Washington County, followed by the high school track. They will open up on April 5th at 11 o'clock. And from there on, it is a sprint, pardon the pun, to the end.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good pun there, actually. that's exciting. And you said the baseball's in Sabetha this Friday, huh?
Correct.
Cool.
Starting at 4:30.
There's going to be a lot of energy and probably excitement around that. I'm sure the kids are probably looking forward to that.
They are. You know, I've watched some of the practices because it happens right behind the building that I'm at. And our coaching staff, I've really been working them hard. And it's exciting just to see kids out on a baseball field and going through the motions of practice. I know that our community is excited about it. Our Big Blue Dream Committee is excited about having this and working again towards the ultimate prize of having a full complex here at the Blue Valley Complex to be able to host games as well. So there's a lot of buzz in the community.
Well, is there any more progress on the baseball field going in up there?
Well, the committee continues to raise funds and work towards that goal. It's an ongoing process. It has been for quite some time. And the goal is to have a field process completed within the next 3 to 5 years. Hopefully sooner than that, but with everything, it just takes time because we're raising funds in order to do that. And it's exciting. We ordered a new baseball scoreboard this year, and it came in yesterday. So all of those things just kind of get you excited about everything that's going on with our kids and in our school and our communities.
Absolutely. All right. Well, cool. As far as some other things going on here, you got some school days off here in April. I imagine this is around Easter time?
Yes. And so as we only have these discussions once a month, I want to make sure that at least you hear it verbally. April 15th, we will be off school for Good Friday, and April 18th, it will be a teacher's comp day for spring conferences. And so students will not be at school on the 15th or 18th, so they'll have an extended Easter break, which, again, taking these little breaks is so valuable for our students because we're also in the middle of the testing schedule. State testing starts in the next week or two, and so if you haven't had a schedule come home yet, be on the lookout for thrill share messages, emails, class dojo, and for our elementary students, hard copies coming home in their backpacks. So just be on the lookout for that. And when you know there's a test coming up, help our kids be prepared by letting them get a good night's sleep and having a good, healthy breakfast for them the day of the test so that when they get here, they are able to perform at their best.
Absolutely. It's important. It's important for the kids. I know it's valuable to the schools because that's tied into funding, is it not?
Yes. It seems to be everything that we do in education is tied back to funding, and I want our kids to do well just because I know our kids can do well. The money helps as well, but I'm really looking at that as an internal feel-good moment for our kids to know that they've worked hard all year for this moment and that in that moment they achieved and excelled on those exams.
All right, very good. As far as prom, that's probably just around the corner as well. I know Riley County Schools, they talked about theirs coming up in April.
Yeah, our prom will be held on Friday, which is unusual. Usually proms are held on Saturdays, but this year we had a scheduling issue, and our prom will be held on Friday, April 22nd. And we'll have a promenade prior to the kids getting on the bus and heading over to Blue Vista for the evening. And it is really an awesome opportunity for our kids to get dressed up and show off all of the things that they've done and just spend an evening of elegance enjoying each other's company.
Always a lot of fun, good times, and a lot of memories going to be created at prom. Anything else coming up here for you, John?
Nothing schedule-wise. If you need more details on any of our schedules, you'll see a full list at usd384.org on our activities page. But I just wanted to give a thank you to our Blue Valley community. And over the last several months, we've had to make some hard choices here at school about what school looks like in regards to things related to COVID and things that are typically out of our control, but we're trying to manage in the best way that we can. And I want to thank the community for being flexible and being willing to make those changes and roll with us as we continue to keep our doors open for our kids. And as we transition into the warmer months, the promise of spring, and all things related to that, I just wanted to say thank you for your support as a district and for the support that you provide our teachers and our students. Without your commitment and without your help, we wouldn't be what we are today. Blue Valley is a tremendous place to work because of our community, because it's a good place to raise a family, and it's a good place to get educated. And I just wanted to make sure that there was some public sentiment that was shared regarding that, because it is so important to our community and to our staff that you're acknowledged for your contribution. So thank you very much.
All right. Always a pleasure to talk with you, John, and we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Sounds great. I look forward to it, Brandon.